Greetings again, travelers with Jesus on the John in June expedition. It's Pastor Bob, and it's June 13th, which means today is episode 13, excursion 13, facing the truth 13, being with our Lord 13. Amen. Just another day to walk with Jesus. Well, before we begin today, I want to announce some new plans in our process. After praying about it, God revealed a way. I'm so thankful for that. But here's what we're going to do. After tomorrow's episode, which would be episode 14, we're going to take 4 days for a sabbatical. A sabbatical, which means we're going to go back to the beginning of the Gospel of John. Everyone on their own. There will be no audio recordings for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Just so happens I'll be out of town for a wedding and a baby shower, but that's neither here nor there. We're using that as an opportunity. So on Monday, everybody will review chapters 1, 2, and 3 on their own. On Tuesday, review chapters 4 and 5. On Wednesday, review chapters 6 and 7. And on Thursday, review chapters 8 and 9. You can do those in any way you'd like. But we'll all be doing that together on our own. And we'll come back on Friday, the 19th, and resume our audio recordings and pick up at chapter 10. So, I'll put that in the email today. Well, you'll see it. You've already got it, right? So, look in the email today and tomorrow I'll do the same. It also means there will be no Wednesday evening Zoom meeting. I know. Oh, now I dropped the hammer. No Wednesday evening Zoom meeting. I'll be participating in a baby shower for my first grandson. Considering naming him Babe Ruth, but that hasn't been set in stone yet. We'll have to see. All right. Enough of the preliminaries and administrative logistical things. Let's get into reality, the truth. I've got the morning grog here. The candle is lit. The monks are chanting. They're already in another world. And we're going to begin today at chapter 8, verse 31. We'll begin at chapter 8, verse 31, and go all the way to the end of chapter 8, verse 59. So just to pick up where we left off, remember yesterday we had the iconic story of the woman caught in adultery with those closing words to her from Jesus' mouth, "Go your way, and from now on do not sin again." And isn't that the challenge of life? Going our own way usually means a sinful way. So how do we go our own way and not sin again? Well, we do that when we make our own way God's way instead of our own way. We do the great substitution. So God's way becomes our way so that we don't sin again. That's what he's asking us to do. And then Jesus talked about being the light of the world again and foretelling his death that no one understood. You know, one thing I've always wanted to do, if I could sit down and have a morning coffee with Jesus, is ask him about Abraham. What does he think of Abraham? Who is Abraham? Is Abraham Jewish or is he universal? Is he the first faithful man? Is he the father of all faith? And we're going to hear that today. Jesus is going to talk about Abraham. First, a little bit about true disciples, and then we're going to get his teaching, his seminar on Jesus and Abraham. So, enough of that. Let's begin. I can't wait. Sandals are on. Packs are ready. Everybody's already lined up, waiting on me. Here we go. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you look for an opportunity to kill me, because there is no place in you for my word. I declare what I have seen in the Father's presence. As for you, you should do what you have heard from the Father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are indeed doing what your father does." They said to him, "We are not illegitimate children. We have one father, God himself." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and now I am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot accept my word. You are from your father, the devil, and you choose to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is from God hears the words of God. The reason you do not hear them is that you are not from God." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Very truly, I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, he of whom you say he is our God, though you do not know him. But I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Amen. That's a very thick and heavy teaching from the Gospel of John, oftentimes misused to condemn the Jews, even in our time. But we will let that settle in our hearts and hear the truth that God is speaking to us through those words. I encourage you to read those again and listen maybe once or twice and let them settle on your heart and hear the power that they contain to who Jesus really is. Well, that was quite a class today, wasn't it? Well, as we relax after that, let's stop for a minute. As Jesus comes over, he has just a few more words for the day today. Here's what he says. I am creating something new in you. A bubbling spring of joy that spills over into others' lives. Do not mistake this joy for your own, or try to take credit for it in any way. Instead, watch in delight as my Spirit flows through you to bless others. Let yourself become a reservoir of the Spirit's fruit. Your part is to live close to me, open to all that I am doing in you. Don't try to control the streaming of my Spirit through you. Just keep focusing on me as we walk through this day together. Enjoy my presence, which permeates you with love, joy, and peace. God bless you all. We'll be together again tomorrow, the last episode before our 4-day sabbatical. But until then, enjoy this day. It's pre-Sabbath Eve. And as my friend Barry says, Sunday's a coming. Amen.